USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and near unanimous action by Congress to support businesses, rush resources to overburdened healthcare providers, and help struggling families during the deepening coronavirus epidemic. Democratic Representative Anthony Brown of Maryland called for the vote.
The question is on adoption of the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes have it.
President Trump said this will deliver urgently needed relief. As he signed the bill into law in the Oval Office, he thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The legislation will speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out of work.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is now ordering the National Guard to become active. USA's Wendy King. National Guard to become active. USA's Wendy King has the story.
President Trump has given the Pentagon the authority.
King has the story.
President Trump has given the Pentagon the authority to order former American troops and former members of the National Guard and Reserve to active duty. The executive order allows Defense Secretary Mark Esper to order units and individual men remain on active duty for up to 2 years.
Algerian police arrested Khalid Derini, a leading journalist.
To 2 years.
Algerian police arrested Khalid Derini, a leading journalist, and plans to charge him with attacking the integrity of the national territory, according to Reporters Without Borders Freedom Group. Derini became famous for his coverage of the protests, which shook out. Derini's arrest comes days after the jailing of another prominent opposition leader, Karim Tebboune.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Instacart shoppers and a labor activism group known as the Gig Workers Collective have called for a strike of the online shopping service on Monday to protest what they say is critical lack of proper safety precautions for the over 150,000 people that shop and deliver those groceries nationwide. The coronavirus outbreak has pushed many consumers to begin relying on companies like Instacart, and those workers have expressed concern that they're putting themselves at risk of catching the coronavirus. Instacart, based in San Francisco, announced that it would be drastically expanding its workforce by 300,000 across North America in response to the overwhelming demand. Instacart's CEO said in an announcement that any full-service or in-store shopper can receive up to 14 days of extended pay if you're diagnosed with COVID-19. Plaintiffs, including the National Rifle Association, have sought in Los Angeles federal court to block the local sheriffs from shutting down gun stores. The civil suit names as defendants L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and California Governor Gavin Newsom, who ordered most businesses to close in the state. The sheriff finally announced he would move forward with closing down those firearms retailers. Gun stores were not named by the state as essential businesses that would be exempt from Newsom's closures, but the governor said he would leave it up to the sheriffs across the state to decide. The lawsuit, citing Second Amendment right to bear arms, argues the government may not engage in deprivation of constitutional liberties during a time of crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.